Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Say, Mother, do you have this problem? Have you been racking your brain for a banquet-style dinner to serve the family? Well, you can stop right now, for we have the answer. It's Kroger Quality Beef. Man, oh man, talk about tastiness. Why, there's a world of delicious eating enjoyment packed into tender Kroger Quality Beef. Yes, sirree, it's tender, it's tasty, it's delicious. So there's just no doubt that Kroger Quality Beef will make your dinner a real banquet, a meal that's bound to have the folks at your house smiling and sighing in pleased satisfaction. You see, Kroger Quality Beef is carefully selected from the very best beef that's available on the market today. It's tender, it's tasty, and brimming with flavorful juices. And say, keep this in mind, too. Kroger Quality Beef is economically priced. That's right, it's a thrifty buy as well as a tasty buy. So visit your Kroger store and get delicious Kroger Quality Beef. And remember, Kroger Quality Beef is available only at your Kroger store. And it's the very best beef you can buy today. Get Kroger Quality Beef at your Kroger store soon. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs and all others concerned are happy in Paul Williams' confidence that the bank will make him the loan he needs in order to reopen his dairy farm. But what none of them know is that Madeline Dodge, whose father is one of the chief owners of the bank, has asked that the loan not be made too readily. So when the telephone rings in Penny's home and Nora, Paul Williams' daughter, answers...
Hello?
Hello, is Miss Gibbs there?
No, I'm sorry, she isn't, Miss Dodge.
Oh, you know who I am? Well, who is this, Nora?
Yes, it is.
Oh, Nora, how nice to talk to you again. Do you still like working for Miss Gibbs, dear?
Oh, crickets, Miss Dodge, it's just super.
Well, I'm certainly glad to hear that. I was a little upset about you yesterday.
Upset about me, Miss Dodge? Oh, golly, I don't know why.
Well, maybe I shouldn't mention it. Maybe you aren't supposed to know.
Not supposed to know what?
Oh, nothing, dear. I shouldn't have said as much as I did.
Oh, but Miss Dodge, it just isn't fair to say something to a person and then all of a sudden get mysterious.
Well, there's nothing mysterious about it, darling. It's just that, I thought something was wrong.
Oh, golly, no, nothing's wrong, Miss Dodge. Everything's just super perfect.
Well, I'm glad to hear it is, as far as you're concerned, Nora. Actually, I suppose it is better if I don't say anything more about it.
Oh, Miss Dodge, now you're getting all mysterious again. You just have to tell me. It just isn't fair.
Darling, it might not be fair for me to tell you. Your father might not want you to know.
My father? Well, you don't know my daddy, do you?
No, I've never met him. But I've seen him. In fact, I saw him twice yesterday.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, once it was here. I remember. I was upstairs bathing the baby, but I knew you were downstairs when Daddy came.
Yes, I was. I didn't get to meet him, though. I was in such a rush.
Oh.
I would like to meet him someday. He's a fine-looking man, Nora. Not at all the person you described to me. Nora, you ought to be ashamed of
yourself. Oh, golly, Miss Dodge. Daddy was all dressed up yesterday. I told him he just had to be.
You take very good care of your father, don't you? You're a very nice girl, Nora. I'm sure he made an excellent impression on Mr. Norris at the bank.
Oh, Cricket, you knew Daddy went to the bank?
Yes, I said I saw your father twice, remember? Once at Miss Gibbs' house and then later at the bank. Nora?
Yes?
Nora, I hope your father isn't in trouble and has to borrow money.
Oh, no, Miss Dodge. He went to the bank for a good reason.
Oh, not to borrow money.
Well, I really shouldn't tell things without permission. Daddy says
it's... Nora, darling, you made me tell you, and now you're getting mysterious. Is that fair?
No, I guess not, but...
Now, you
really...
know I'm asking only because I'm interested in you, darling. I don't want your father to be in debt to a bank when I'm in a position to help out in a way
Oh,
that...
crickets, Miss Dodge. Daddy wouldn't take money from you. And besides, he's going to get it from the bank. He's just sure.
Well, I certainly hope he does, then. But, Nora, dear,
yeah.
A bank doesn't lend money just like that. It demands security, you know.
Oh, you mean something it can have if you don't pay the money back.
That's it, dear. Your father can provide security.
Oh, golly, yes. He owns a great big dairy farm, and it's going to make lots of money when he gets the loan from the bank and fixes it up and gets the cows and sells milk all over town.
A dairy?
Mm-hmm, that's the farm we live on.
Oh, well, I guess as much. But your father's owned that for some time, hasn't he?
Oh, crickets, yes, ever since I can remember.
And why the sudden urge to operate it now?
Oh, Miss Dodge, that's the most super thing of all. Oh. Daddy never cared about the dairy at all, never even looked at it, until Freddie talked him into doing something about it.
Freddie Lang?
Uh-huh. Oh, Miss Dodge, he's just super. He has Daddy all excited about going into business, and Daddy's so grateful to Freddie, he's going to make him a partner.
Freddie and your father are going into business together, Nora?
Uh-huh. Isn't it just scrumptious, Miss Dodge?
Why, I think it's marvelous, Nora. You don't know how glad I am to hear that.
Hmm?
Well, dear, you just tell Miss Gibbs that I called, will you?
Oh, yes, I will.
And tell Freddie that I wish him a lot of luck in his new business venture.
Oh, thank you, Miss Dodge. I'll tell him.
Be sure you do, darling. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, Cricket, she's nice, I think. But I wonder why I'm not sure about her. I wonder why I'm never sure of anyone like that.
Hello, Professor Rogers.
Well, Miss Penny Gibbs. You aren't here to enroll at the university,
are you? Oh, no. Not exactly.
That's too bad. You're the kind of student I'd enjoy making stay after school.
Oh, Professor Rogers.
Oh, well, don't be flattered, Miss Gibbs. You should see the students who do stay after school. Come in. My office hours are over, officially.
Oh, that's what I thought when I was driving through the campus, though. I didn't think you'd care if I dropped in to say hello.
Oh, is that all you're here to say?
No, but maybe it's all I ought to say.
Oh. Madeline's been to see you, hasn't she?
Yes, we had a rather interesting talk.
About me?
That's all she talks about these days, isn't it?
Well, if it is, she meant what she said.
To you or to me?
I don't know what she said to you, but I'll never forget what she said to me. Professor Rogers, she said, I have money enough to be the making of you, but my money can also break you. Think about that for a while.
Oh, Professor, how terrible.
It isn't pleasant, is it? I don't know how I ever got mixed up with her. Isn't there any way out of fixes like this?
Yes, many, but maybe the cure is worse than the illness, to coin a phrase.
Well, let's not talk about cures or illnesses just now, and that means let's not talk about Madeline Dodge. You seem in much too good a mood.
Oh, I'm in a very good mood. I have a prospect for a job as a secretary.
Good.
And I think Freddie Lang is going into business for himself.
Freddie?
Hmm?
In business for himself?
Well, no, not exactly. Actually, he and Nora's father are going into business together.
Oh. Well, this is very interesting.
It's the best thing that ever happened to Freddie. And to Mr. Williams, too, for that matter.
Yes, yes, it is. As I understand it, Nora's father didn't do much of anything, or hasn't for a long time. What are he and Freddie going to do?
Well, Nora's father owns a big dairy farm, you know.
A dairy farm? Mm-hmm. No, I didn't know that. Which one?
Well, none that's in operation right now. It's the property Mr. Williams owns just outside of town.
Huh?
Oh, I don't know how many acres. And it's almost fully equipped right now.
Well, that's fine. So Freddie's going to be a dairy farmer, is he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's a far cry from the lad who rung your doorbell some months ago, isn't he?
Oh, Professor, he's changed so much it's hard to realize he's the same person.
Mm.
Oh, I just dread to think of anything spoiling his chances of going to work with Nora's father.
Well, what could spoil it?
Well, there's the loan at the bank. They must get money before they can start.
Yeah. Yes, it takes money for everything these days, doesn't it?
Even for happiness. And that's a sad state of affairs.
Oh, my, what a deep observation, Miss Gibbs. Are you growing old?
No, but older. But that's beside the point. Right now, the important thing is that loan. Freddie and Nora's father have to have it.
Well, if they have to have it, they will, Miss Gibbs. And after they get it, maybe I can contribute a few efforts of my own in their behalf.
I'm sure they'll get what they need from the bank, thank you.
In the way of money, yes. But, how much do Freddie and Mr. Williams know about dairying?
Well, Freddie knows nothing. I don't think he'll handle that part, though.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Williams says they'll get several experienced dairymen to work for them.
Yes, well, they'll have to do that, of course. But there are a lot of ins and outs of dairying a chemist knows firsthand that he could pass along to dairy operators very easily.
Well, that'd be wonderful. You're very generous to bother.
Oh, no, not generous, Miss Gibbs. Just interested in seeing Freddie in a position where he can repay you for all you've done for him. After all, he's my nephew, and, well, what he owes you, I owe you, too.
Oh, you don't owe me a thing, either one of you.
I know what I owe. And I think Freddie's coming around to be the kind of a person who'll realize he owes you a lot, too. You will let us repay you, won't you?
What is there to repay me for?
You don't know?
No, because there's nothing to be repaid.
Very well, I won't argue about it now, but one of these days, Miss Gibbs, I too will be in a position to tell you how much I owe you. And then we'll see how much there is to be repaid and how it shall be repaid.
Miss Gibbs?
Yes, Nora. I hope I'm not late for dinner.
Oh, Chris, it's no, Miss Gibbs. Freddie called me and said he wouldn't be here until 6:30. He has some work to do for Mr. Keith at the office, so I thought it'd be all right to hold dinner for all of us.
Oh, that's fine. How's the baby?
Oh, just super. She took her bottle right on time and drank every bit of it. Well, almost every bit.
She's really a healthy baby, isn't she?
Oh, she's wonderful.
Oh, Nora, did Freddie have any word about Mr. Keith's wife?
Well, not much. He said, Mr. Keith told him he talked to the doctors today, and there's not much change.
Oh, she's still the same.
Yes. Oh, it must be awful to know someone who's dying.
Well, it isn't very pleasant, Nora, but those things come to all of us sooner or later. Death is something we just have to accept.
I guess so. I just can't imagine myself dying.
Very few of us can, Nora.
Do you ever think about it, Miss Gibbs?
No, not really.
I do.
Oh, you shouldn't think about such things.
No, I guess I shouldn't. At least I'll try not to.
Good. Any calls for me today?
Oh, Crickets, I meant to tell you the very first thing. Miss Dodge called up this morning.
Well, what did she want?
Well, she wanted to talk to you, but she didn't say what about. Oh, she was awfully pleased to know Daddy isn't in any trouble.
Isn't in trouble?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what gave her the idea that he was?
Oh, she saw him at the bank when he went to see about the loan.
I see.
But I told her it wasn't for anything bad at all. And she was just so pleased when she heard that Daddy and Freddie are going to run the dairy together.
How did she find out about that, Nora?
I told her, Miss Gibbs.
Oh.
Was that wrong? Oh, I just had to tell her, Miss Gibbs. Somehow she twisted things around, so I just had to.
I know what you mean, Nora. No, dear, you didn't do anything wrong. But let's hope in a day or so I can say the same thing about Miss Dodge.
So Penny suspects trouble because Madeline Dodge knows of the loan so vital to Mr. Williams and Freddie Lang. Can Madeline Dodge keep the bank from making the loan? And what did Professor Rogers mean when he said he owed a great debt to Penny and he would someday repay it? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Ladies, if you want to be sure tonight's dinner will click with the folks at your house, just do this. Visit your Kroger store, step up to the counter, and get Kroger quality beef. The beef you can buy with confidence because it's the very best beef currently available. What a wonderful thrill for your family when you sit them down to a dinner of thick, juicy steak or crusty brown roast beef as the main dish. What a comfort to you to know that your dinner is not only nutritious and wholesome, but just the kind of dinner your folks were hoping for. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon and get Kroger quality beef. It's just right for your dinnertime needs. And remember this, Kroger quality beef is the very best beef you can get today. So don't delay. Buy Kroger quality beef. It's delicious. Now, your local announcer.